is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
What? That's a minute.
Do you know anybody called Jay Summers or Dick Chevrolet?
Who?
Well, I was just dreaming that their names were over us.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Will you go to sleep? Dreaming their names are...
Who's he?
Banging on the door.
Maybe it's those two fellas with the names.
Good morning, Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Haney, it's 5 o'clock.
You know the old saying, the early bird gets the best seat on the bus. Just got 2 seats left. If you'll give me a $3 deposit, I'll be glad to hold them for you and Mrs. Douglas till departure time.
We're not going anywhere.
You're not going to Bleedswell?
No, we're not.
Everybody else in the valley is. Guaranteed to get you there so you'll be first in line at the employment office.
The employ... Mr. Haney, I don't know what it is you're talking about, but I'm not interested.
Better hang on to this. He'll probably want to buy one of these from somebody.
Morning. Howdy, Judy.
Hold it! What do you think you're doing?
We were going to try to finish the bedroom for you by 12 o'clock.
That's when the bus leaves for Bleedswell.
We're going up there to get a job in a defense plant.
You can go now.
Just for that, I'm not going to kiss you goodbye. Come on, Alf. Wait a minute. Would you care to pay us for all the beautiful work we've done on this room?
No, I wouldn't.
But just for that, I'm not going to kiss you goodbye either.
Darling, here's your breakfast.
What is that?
Codfish ball.
A codfish ball?
But it isn't a real one. What I did was I took some hotcakes and I rolled it up in a lump.
And you call this a codfish ball?
What else would you call it?
Well, I'm sure if I ate it, I'd think of something.
Keep that up.
Morning, Miss Douglas.
Good morning, Ab.
Morning, Mr. Douglas.
Good morning.
Can I have the day off?
What for?
I want to look for another job.
Ab, you're not going to leave us, are you?
Not entirely. I'll be coming home weekends.
Where are you going?
Bleedswell.
Do you want me to give you some codfish balls to eat on the bus?
No, ma'am. I don't want to put you in any trouble.
Oh, it'll only take me a minute to roll them.
Eb, would you mind telling me, what's the big attraction at Bleedswell?
They're opening a defense plant up there, and they're offering all kinds of inducements to get people to go there to work. Didn't you read the ads they ran in the World Guardian? Listen to this. Join the space age. Work for Astro Digitronics, makers of the mighty Mark V Mocha rocket.
The mighty...
Astro Digitronics is located in carefree, smog-free Bleedswell, the home of the sympathetic draft board.
That's a nice thing to have.
Astro Digitronics offers more fringe benefits than any other space-age company, including unlimited sick pay, free psychoanalysis, and a year's supply of cracked crayons.
What?
Plus 10 paid holidays a year.
There aren't 10 holidays in the year.
They include Chinese New Year's.
Oh, Em, here, give me that.
Read what they're offering top scientists.
We are in urgent need of an experienced thermal quantitative servo engineer. If you are such a man, we offer the highest salary plus free use of a company car or secretary. 10% discount on bowling supplies and free diaper service.
Do they get Chinese New Year's off too?
The best deal is to be a structural programming aerodynamic calibrator. They get a duplex apartment with a swimming pool plus free water skiing lessons on beautiful Lake Pelican.
Yeah, that's the best deal.
That's the one I'm going to apply for.
You? What do you know about structural programming aerodynamics calibrator?
Nothing. But if they find one of those guys, they're sure going to need somebody to sweep up after him.
Yeah, you better leave now. I don't want you to miss the bus.
Thanks.
Oh, Ab.
Yes, sir?
Don't forget your codfish balls.
Thanks, Miss Devon.
You're not really going to let him go, are you?
He'll be back.
Well, I don't know. He's a young boy, and if he spends one Chinese New Year's eating cracked crab, he might get hooked.
He's not leaving.
But it looks like a lot of people are.
Well, none of the solid citizens are.
Come in.
I can't. There ain't no doorknob.
Oh, hi, Ethel.
Hello, Mr. Douglas.
Come on, Arnold. Come on, honey. We can't stay long. We just come over to say goodbye.
Yeah, Doris and me are leaving for Bleedswell. We're going to make mocha rockets.
What's wrong with Arnold?
Oh, every time he hears us talking about moving, he gets all upset. He doesn't want to transfer to a new school.
Well, looks like he'd be happy going to Bleedswell, be living in a nice mountain cabin.
Now, if you're going to take any job, Fred, it's going to be the one with the duplex and the swimming pool.
You can't be serious about leaving. What about your farm?
Well, I can't hardly make a living at it. You see, there ain't nothing for me to do between harvest time and spring planting but sit around and look at Doris, or TV. And which she thinks got the highest Nielsen.
Fred, there you go, putting me down again in front of Arnold. No wonder he ain't got no respect for me.
Mr. Ziffel, I know that farming isn't easy, but working in a rocket plant, well, you have to have some skill.
Well, during the war, I worked in the Hooterville airplane factory. I was in charge of security.
You mean they were making aeroplanes here?
Why don't you two come to Bleedswell with us?
Yeah, everyone else is going. Newt Kiley, Ben Miller, Roy Trindle.
No, thanks. And I think you're making a mistake.
Well, it ain't the first mistake I ever made. That's the first one.
You ain't no prize package.
Well, maybe I ain't. But I'm wrapped a little better than you are.
One more crack and pow. You'll be taken off like one of them mocker rockets.
Oh, Doris. We can fight on the bus.
Aren't we ever going to see you again?
Sure, honey. We'll be back next Chinese New Year.
Now, we'll bring you back a big bag of cracked crab. Come on, Doris.
Goodbye,
Arnold. That's a good boy.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oliver, all of our friends are leaving. Can't we do something about it?
What can we do?
Well, maybe we could get them to open up a defensive plant here.
Lisa, that's a silly idea. So I was saying to my wife, the only way to get the people to stay in Hooterville is open up a small defensive plant, defense plant here.
Say, that's a good idea Mrs. Douglas had.
Whoever thought of it, it's worth looking into.
What kind of plant did Mrs. Douglas suggest?
Look, Mr. Ziffel told me that during the war you had an airplane factory here, huh? Well, if you had enough skilled people to make airplanes, certainly somebody ought to be able to open up a factory to make small parts for missiles, electronic equipment, that kind of thing.
Doggone, Mr. Douglas, that wife of yours sure thinks things out.
Look, while we're standing here talking, everybody's waiting to get on Haney's bus for Bleedswell at 12 o'clock.
Oh, that's not leaving. It broke down. It might leave tomorrow.
Well, why don't you do something about it before it's too late?
How would it be if I called an emergency meeting of the town council tonight and we'll see what we can think up? Okay, why don't we put it to a vote? All those in favor, raise your hands. Okay, now that we voted to have the factory, I suggest we appoint Mr. Douglas president because his wife suggested the idea.
Just a second. I think I'm better qualified than he is.
All right, Roy, we'll put it to a vote. All those in favor of Mr. Douglas, raise your hands. Those against? The vote is 4 for Mr. Douglas and 1 sorehead against. Well, shall we go tell Mr. Douglas the good news?
It's too late. Nearly 9 o'clock.
Oh, all right, Fred. We'll tell him first thing in the morning. Meeting adjourned.
Sam, I still say I should be the president.
Roy, you heard the vote.
Oh, hello, fellas. Good
morning, Miss Douglas.
Come in. Would you like to have some coffee?
Yes, ma'am.
Either of you got a cup?
Don't think so, no.
Well, I see if I can find one. If I can't find a coffee cup, would tea be all right?
Mrs. Douglas, we came to see Mr. Douglas.
Oh, he's in the bedroom. Well, I'll get you some coffee or tea, whichever the cups are.
He ain't awake yet.
Well, I didn't come here to watch him sleep. Hey!
Wake up, come on!
What are you doing here?
It's 7:30.
Do you sleep this late every day?
Well,
we don't want a president that spends half the day sleeping.
President of what?
He ain't very well informed for a president.
Roy, be quiet. Mr. Douglas, town council met last night, and we voted to reopen the Hooterville Airplane Company that we had here during the war.
The Hooterville
Airplane? And for suggesting it, we're making you president.
You're making me?
Don't he ever finish the sentence?
There he goes again.
Roy. Well, Mr. Douglas, what do you say?
Look, when I suggested a small defense plant to keep people from moving to Bleedsville, I never meant anything as ambitious as making airplanes. That requires millions of dollars. You got to have a contract.
Well, if you were any kind of a president, you know we have a contract.
You have a contract?
He finally said a whole sentence.
We sure have, Mr. Douglas, with the United States Army. During the war, they gave us an order to build 32 planes, and we only built 26 of them, so we still have 6 more to build for them.
You have 6 more to build for them?
That's what he said. You don't have to repeat everything.
What are you going to use for a factory?
Well, same as we did during the war, Simpson's barn. All we got to do is get Simpson's cow out of there.
You think you can build jet planes in a barn?
They ain't jets. Show them the picture, Sam.
Here you are, Mr. Douglas. That's a picture of the first plane to come off the assembly line.
That's a Jenny. A World War I plane.
Well, what war did you think we built them for?
That's where I made my mistake. Mr. Drucker, look, you're a sensible man. You see you have a contract.
That contract was made in 1917. It's null and void by now.
No, it ain't. Show them the contract, Sam.
On the last page, clause 47.
Want to borrow my glasses?
No!
So the United States Army further stipulates that said airplanes may be delivered any time at the company's discretion. This means they didn't specify a delivery date.
Read on.
It's further agreed that this contract is irrevocable and cannot be canceled by either party for any reason.
How did you get the Army to sign a contract like this?
Brad Fenton rammed it through.
And old Brad, he was sure a great rammer. They don't make rammers like Brad anymore.
Well, you better get dressed. We got a lot to do.
Yeah, we got to clean up the barn. We got to put the ad in the paper, write the letter to the Air Force in Washington.
You're writing a letter to the...
He's starting again.
We got to let him know we're going to fulfill the contract.
Oh, boy. I'd give anything to be there when they open it.
The Secretary of Defense received this letter this morning, sir. Thought you might know something about it.
Oh, who's it from?
The Hooterville Airplane Company.
The Hooterville?
Says they're about to start production on those 6 JN-4s you ordered.
Well, I'm glad somebody's...
JN-4s? Let me see that.
May I ask, sir, is that the new night fighter?
The Jennies. Oh.
That's a good code name for them, sir. I imagine Hooterville's a code name, too.
I don't even know what a Hooterville is. 6 Jennies?
Are they swept wing jobs, sir?
No. How old are you, Sergeant?
22, sir.
Come on over here. That is a Jenny.
Why did you order 6 of them, sir?
I didn't order them.
But the letter
is from some nuts.
Wonder we ever win a war with some of the crackpots we've got in this country. Come on, Arnold. Halt! Who goes there?
Oh, it's me, Mr. Ziffel.
Where do you think you're going?
Inside.
You got a pass?
What do I need a pass for?
Security. We're making warplanes in here, you know.
Yes, I know.
How come? It's supposed to be secret.
I'm the president of whatever this is.
There ain't nobody going in here without they got a pass or a badge.
Where do I get a badge?
Over there.
Here you are. Get your security badges here. No admittance to the plant without a security badge.
Mr. Haney.
Howdy, Mr. Douglas. What can I do for you?
Mr. Ziffel says I need a badge.
Yes, sir. What color would you like?
I don't know. What difference does it make?
Well, the white one will give you entry to the cafeteria, the men's washroom, and the employee's sun deck. The red one will give you access to the first three cow stalls in the main floor, but will not allow you use of the executive coffee pot. Now, the yellow one...
Mr. Haney, I'm trying to keep it quiet, but I'm the president of this happy academy.
The president? Then you'll want the gold badge. Here you are. That'll be
$7. $7?
Well, it's deductible.
Fine. Deduct it from my salary. It's all right. I got a badge.
Come on, let me see it. Hey, no good. Ain't got your security photograph on it.
Oh, where do I get one of those?
Over there.
Smile.
Just a minute, buddy.
I beg your pardon.
No one allowed in here without a badge.
I've got a badge.
Oh, a gold one. You must be one of the brass. Oh, if you were one of the brass, you'd have a brass badge.
Don't tell me you work here.
Yes, I'm the plant manager. I manage these plants.
I should have let everybody go to Bleedswell.
This is bamboo. We make the airplane wings out of them. When these are 6 feet tall, they'll be cut down, bent into shape, glued to the airplane, covered with fabric, doped, the Air Force insignia painted on them, and then off we go into the wild blue yonder. Say, I might make a good song. Off we go into the wild blue yonder with the wings glued on and our fabrics dope.
Yeah, that's very catchy. I'll hum that all the way home.
Well, I'm glad if I made your day a little bit brighter. Well, not brighter. The last weather report said it was going...
Look, please, can you tell me where I'll find Mr. Drucker?
Oh, yeah, I guess he's over there in the fuselage room. Some room, huh?
Take a look at it now, Ralph.
One side's a little higher than the other.
Oh, we can compensate for that by putting the longer wing on the lower side.
Excuse me.
Oh, howdy doody.
Don't howdy doody him till you see his badge.
Here.
Gee, a gold one.
Well, what can we do for you, Goldie?
What is this?
Well, you're the president of the company. Don't you know a fuselage when you see one?
Yes, I know one when I see one, but I don't see one.
That's the thanks we get for giving up $1.50 an hour job as astrophysicist at Bleedswell.
Don't take it seriously, Ralph. He's just sore at us because we didn't finish his bedroom.
Well, we're sorry about that, Mr. Douglas. But our country comes first.
Yes, you might as well do it to them for a while.
What do you mean by that? Who knows? Hand me the plans.
Aren't they pretty?
We couldn't find the original plans, so we got these out of a model airplane kit.
How are you going to use...
Oh, we're blowing them up to life size.
I've seen enough.
Oh, just a minute. We got a problem, Prez.
We're running out of nails and wood. We're going to need some money to buy them.
Oh, well, that's simple. You're making these planes for the Air Force. Why don't you just write to them? Tell them how much you need.
No wonder he's president. You notice how fast he makes those snap decisions?
Yep. Take a letter. Dear Air Force.
Kindly forward your check for $83.19 so that we can buy the nails and the lumber to finish the six JN-4s you ordered.
General, I don't quite understand. Why did you order six World War I Jennies?
I didn't order them. Now, look, Mr. Travis. The reason I asked you over here is that I thought maybe the Attorney General's office could tell me if this contract really still is in force.
January 1918. Where has this been?
In the sub-basement of the Smithsonian Institute. Look at Clause 47.
Non-cancelable. Who signed this? Woodrow, I can't quite make out that last name.
The point is it still valid?
I'm afraid it is. You better send them the $83 or the government will be in breach.
It isn't the money, it's the... When those six Jennies show up here, how am I going to explain it to you-know-who upstairs?
Well, have you tried talking to anyone at this Hooterville Airplane Company? Who runs it?
The letter mentions someone by the name of Oliver Wendell Douglas.
It might be a good idea to call this Douglas and see if you can reason with him.
I'll do better than that. Sergeant, have my plane ready. I'm taking off for Hooterville in half an hour.
We're approaching Hooterville, sir.
Never heard of a town that didn't have an airport.
We're coming over target, sir. Jump!
All right.
He forgot to yell Geronimo.
Look, you blithering idiot. I tell you, I'm General Sloat. Keep moving.
What do you got there, Roy?
A spy?
I'm not a spy, you stupid.
Oh, I suppose you jump out airplanes for fun, huh? Go on inside.
He can't go in there without a badge.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do we do with him?
Shoot him.
Okay.
Not in front of Arnold. Better take him over to Mr. Douglas and see what he wants to do with him.
Everybody was leaving town to make Mocker rockets. So I suggest a little defense plant. You know, next thing I know, they're building airplanes. And I'm the president. That's the way they do things here in Hooterville.
I am not interested
General,
in...
General, would you like to have another cup?
Oh, please. About those Jennies.
General, that's an ironclad contract. You're going to have to accept delivery on the planes. There's nothing I can do about it.
There's quite a dossier on you in Washington. I noticed you were a flyer.
Yes, sir.
You never resigned your commission. You're still in the Air Force Reserve.
Yeah, I guess I am.
You are hereby ordered back to active duty.
What?
We are making you chief test pilot for the Hooterville Airplane Company.
And I'm proud to turn this bottle of champagne over to Mrs. Douglas so she can christen the first JN-4 off the Hooterville Airplane Company's assembly line.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. One more thing. Be sure to stick around, because right after the christening, Lieutenant Douglas is going to fly this plane up to 10,000 feet and bring her down in a full power dive. Go ahead, Mrs. Douglas.
I christen you Miss Hootersville. Long may you fly.
Back to the drawing board.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.
Thank you.